deal with administration. We have a number of reports that were supposed to have taken through for processing for adoption by National Assembly. We also have our own minutes that they have been piling up over a period of time. We did attempt at some point to adopt an approach that begins to say, after one or two sessions having met, we should adopt a minute. Welcome, Mr. Mbuni. Now, we were doing that precisely because we would avoid a situation where we have to recollect decisions that we should have taken a few months back. When we meet after two or three sessions, at least we can still recollect of what shall have transpired and decisions taken. So it becomes such a challenge if we are to leave minutes for 3 months and times 4 months. But we shall have to attempt, see how far we can go. What I would propose we do, we start off first with reports, and then later with the minutes. We have a few apologies. Mr. Chauke, his secretary is coming to bring his apology. It's on a deployment by the chief whip. That's what that apology says. Mr. Nkosikelekulu correspondence, Madia is looking for it. It is official, he has submitted such. And also Mr. Carlos as well. Those are the apologies that we have. And Mrs. Kekana is running late. Maybe just before we start, it might just be prudent on us having to just deal with some of the housekeeping and put them aside. We have those invitations for. But were we able to make it to anyone who was able to make it to, what is that town? Northern Cape? Upington. None of us did make it. Okay, sorry about that, Joy. We have an investment summit on infrastructure, water infrastructure, invitation for the 5th of December. So that takes place in Johannesburg, and an application has since been submitted. If anyone can indicate to Madia or Zolega about our availability, that is on the 5th of December in Johannesburg. Where? Johannesburg. It's a water infrastructure investment summit convened by the National Department of Water and Sanitation. The aim there is to attract private investors into our water infrastructure projects. So the whole idea is to see as to how far appetite private sector gets to be on water infrastructure. That's a simple background to it. There you're going to have a number of players from the private sector. who shall also be having an idea. I can imagine, Joy, that some of these private investors who shall be bringing their own demonstrations on water infrastructure and some of the new innovations out there in the marketplace. So it gets to be such an eye-opener for us, for ourselves, as policy makers, that we interact with some of these service providers, especially the technologies that are out there and the innovation thereof. So that's generally the background to it. If any of us who shall be having an interest to go to that summit or conference, let's alert Madia for purposes of logistics, as that shall assist us in getting a sense of who is coming from where and how many of us, and also accommodation. Parliament will cover all of those. Okay. Next week shall be our last committee day on Wednesday. Expected of us today was to get to deal with the municipal debt. But on request from the minister, today is their last cabinet meeting. She pleaded that if we can reschedule for next week. We are doing that, and next week we shall have to start at 10 o'clock instead of 9:30. And specifically having to deal with the issues related to the debt of the municipalities to water boards and also to the department. That's what we are doing next week. There are three things. These are reports, these are minutes, and also there's a draft program that has been produced by the Secretariat. That draft program is something that we will have to work on. Ideas shall have to come through. The reason also why we have to get that program, it may remain as a draft, having made a few comments if we so wish, but also if we are able to adopt that program, even if we were or we are to amend it later, it makes their lives, the Secretariat, easier, as they have to look for venues. Competition for venues in this parliament is tough, precisely because we have many committees and we have lesser venues for us to meet. So it's more of a supply and demand issue. So there, at times, we have to be expected to meet outside of parliament in some of these close by venues, like your townhouse hotel and those. So that's the reason why we also have to move faster with our program being adopted by the committee, because it gets submitted and we can also be prioritized in terms of the venue allocation. If there is no other thing else, probably what we might wish to do, if there are any things still to be raised, we may allocate those as and when we do the program. Otherwise, for now, we move straight to the reports on oversight. Thereafter, we move to the minutes and also, lastly, the program. Okay, we're fine with that. Thank you. The first report, Madhya. Yeah, this is the first report. Copies are being circulated by methodology. There are actually two reports. The other report is something that we were reminded by the office of the health chair. As we were busy putting together some applications, among others the International Water Week application. So the house chair was reminding us that we did attend one of those, which was the World Water Forum, which we never adopted as a report, Mr. Basson. So this report is with us, and it will have to be taken through, and adoption thereof shall be expected by this committee. But for now, let us go through the one, thank you, on our oversight visit that took place on the 17th of August in this year, 2017. We went to Limpopo. Part of that was also to do with the infrastructure that is being laid out in Limpopo. We all have copies of this report, do we? I tell you that we also have gone through it, because we've had it for the past, I don't know how many, we've had it for the past couple of months. Perhaps except for Ms. Manana, who has joined us, also having not been part of this visit as well. So,
we've gone through and we checked the report.
Yeah. Ms. Tengwe. Maybe whilst we are moving and seconding, I take an interest. On some of our own observations and also our own recommendations. The issue for me there, sorry, is about follow-ups. It's one thing for us to adopt the report, it's fine, you know, let's adopt it, it is seconded. But critical for me are follow-ups. And usually those are in your recommendations. If we can move straight to those recommendations, which are on page 14. Maybe just a quick recap on the main objectives of this visit. Portfolio Committee initially visited the province in 2015 to address concerns raised in the position in a position by the communities in Greater Tzaneen in relation to the non-availability of water supply in those wards. As a follow-up to the 2015, the committee undertook an oversight visit in this year, 2017, 15th to the 17th of August, and based its oversight mandate within the following objects. Received progress reports on whether the 2015 commitment to the petition by the communities, which highlighted non-availability of water supply, were complied with. This entailed the committee engaging with the executive mayor and officials from the Mopane District Municipality, the executive mayor and officials of the Greater Tzaneen Local Municipality. Defined visits, site visits, to ascertain progress and challenges in water infrastructure development, water supply related to the above wards were also undertaken. Those are the areas that are listed there, the boreholes, the bulk supply, the drilling of boreholes. Briefing the Greater Tzaneen Municipality on water use allocation and reform, and specifically its impact on emerging platforms. This entailed the committee engaging with the executive mayor and the officials. also defined the site visits to Middle Letaba Dam and engagements with the emerging farmers. Briefing at the municipality. Now those are your objectives of that site visit, or rather, off-site visit. So, based on that, therefore, with all the reports that we got, were the following recommendations from page 15 to page 19. Any comments on page 15 on the recommendations? Notwithstanding of on some of the issues raised both by Mr. Person and also Mr. Mguni.
I agree with you. Our recommendations, there should be just one recommendation, that the committee request the department to give us feedback on this report within, well, we accept this report now, and let's give them 2 months, 60 days going into a period. They must report back on the recommendations of the portfolio committee within 60 days. Then, if they don't, Chairperson, then we need to diarize these, and then we must, exactly with our BRRR report, we must make sure that if Parliament approves that BRRR report, we do exactly the same. We must get feedback. It's useless for us doing oversight, and we make recommendations, and it's not given to someone to follow it up and give us feedback. So I would just add one point there to say that the department must give feedback to the portfolio committee on this report within 60 days.
Okay, thank you for that. That's precisely the point I was driving at. Here are recommendations. What next? So that we don't just have recommendations without any measures in place that seek to address issues of accountability. That's the issue. We find with that proposal by Mr. Person. He has been specific in terms of the actual time. We might wish to 60 days effective from what I would propose we do, guided by the Secretariat here, and also the availability of time, we flag that. We flag that proposal for when, as and when we are to deal with the program itself. Then we factor it at that point. So I don't want us to talk about 60 days that are going to fall can't remember, today being the 21st December, let's rather be guided by that problem.
It's fine.
Yeah. We flag it for now.
Sorry.
Ma'am Kaula?
Ngiyabonga sihlalo. Okunye nje manje sakhuluma ngenzenze two nalapha kwi-oversight esasiye khona sihlalo ukuze sazokhumbula. Kuna leya project yelo ababekhala ngamanzi ababenenkinga yamanzi imakepisi okwakutholakala ukuthi nabo banenkinga umkhiqizo wabo muhle kodwa amanzi abanawo ukuthi sifuneke sithole phela ukuthi emva sesihambile kwenisale kwenzakalani nalokho okunye angazi kesihlala ukuthi sizobeka kanjani la babekhala khona ukuthi esasafika khona sathola ukuthi muhle umkhiqizo wabo but abanayo imakethi abazodayisa khona kuba kukhona lo muntu oyi-middleman. Ngiyabonga sihlalo.
It's with regard to the ZZ2 where the water problem. Maybe can we get feedback as to how far this is? And another area was the area where they've got products, but the problem is they don't have a market. Maybe perhaps if we can do follow-ups and see how those people can be assisted. Thanks.
Ideally, we should have been interacting with the department on a number of these issues. For instance, when we went there in August, we were expecting the department to come back to us, I think at a certain point, for us to get clarity about the stoppage of that water by ZZ2, which was flowing into that farm where we went. But again, we cannot begin to think now. Yes, we have read through the report, but also we're expected to have received a report by the department at a certain point about that specific one. The marketing issue may not necessarily belong here, per se. Could be a matter that we throw it to your Department of Agriculture, Ports and Fisheries. And also it's a matter that equally would belong to the district municipality itself. But this is also an issue that we might wish to assist those communities with, having reached out to the department in a form of a report directing them to that specific area, if you like, so as to be able to see those communities and that particular venture thriving, as it were. That is now your number of communities that have pulled each other together, and they are running that. So part of our program is to assist these black beneficiaries of these land restitution programs. Okay. You want to say something, John?
Chief, I can just say, immediately following the oversight visit to Limpopo, I did actually write to the department in terms of that response, because I think at the time there was a deadline of 1 or 2 weeks following the oversight visit that the department needed to respond. We did get responses. The issue of ZZ2 didn't come up for the first time during our oversight visit. It came up in May as well, when the committee was dealing with water use licenses and that issue was there. We did receive responses from the department in terms of the initial investigation into ZZ2, which was circulated to members. And when I requested a follow-up response, because I think the request from the committee was that the department needed to go back and do another investigation, because the outcome of the initial investigation was that they were not contravening the Water Services Act, and they were actually abstracting within the application. But the committee wasn't satisfied with the response. The department was actually expected to go back, conduct a more thorough investigation, and to date we haven't received the response to that follow-up investigation.
Okay. Mrs. Mahon?
Chairperson. Is it working this?
Yeah,
okay. And as much as we are saying that we adopt the minutes as they are, or the recommendations, but I wanted to check if it's not possible for the portfolio committee maybe to come up with a time frame, because I think our visit, it was about the Giani visit, it was about the communities not receiving water. And the work has been done by the department, but the work done, mostly it was for the main line, not for connections. Which means even if that work has been done, people are still not receiving water, except few villages. But for the rest of the communities to be able to get water, why can't we come up maybe with a time frame to say, we want to see the municipalities doing reticulations or connections to the main line for the communities to receive water. Maybe we'll give a certain period. Thanks, Chair.
Ma'am, Kaula?
Ngibonga sihlalo, sesiyabukeza manje lesizulu. Okunye lana sihlalo ekuvuka kulanto kwi-sad visit yaseLimpopo. Ile ndaba yaseNandoni Dam nabantu esathola ukuthi basenkingeni ukuthi basuswa bangathola izinxephezelo nabayithola azibagculisi nehlahla zabo. Nakho-ke kwakuthi ngelinye ilanga sesivusa futhi la kwatholakala ukuthi khona lo 30 million obekiwe ofana abanenge. Okunye sinikwazi ukuthi bawutholile, ma bengawutholi bawuthola nini, ngoba kusho ukuthi njalo thina sothi ma senza i-oversight njalo into sigidagide entweni eyodwa. Okunye ilokho okushiwo uMrs. Mahabane, kunendawo lapha chairperson esathi siyevisithile sathola ukuthi kunabantu abasebenzisa amanzi ngokungekho emthethweni, ngokungemthetho. Abanye anganoma ngabe ngokuthi bayadelela noma ngathi kunjani, ngoba phela asikwazi ukuyithathela. La esashiswa khona ilanga ukuzokhuma imboni, abantu ababekhombisa ubona ukuthi ngoba sakuthola lapha, sathola laba bantu i-most yabo bawothisha mhlawumbe bangarayisi ababethatha amanzi bampompotha ngokungemthetho, bengafuni ukhokha amanzi. Futhi loo nto ithiwani ngoba enye zezinto lo mnyango funa sisebenzise, ngoba ekugcineni solo sikhala sithi omasipala abafuni ukhokha bayakweleta, kanti abantu nabo abangafuni ukuthi benze into yobulungiswa. Funa ukwazi ukuthi lola daba lwagcinaphi, mhlawumbe asesihambile khona nobunye ubulungisa ababenza, ma bengabenzanga yini. Okokugcina sihlalo, yilokhu kokuthi thina njengoba sila funa sazi ukuthi simele uhulumeni, simele nabantu, ukuthi end of the end abantu bakwenza ubulungiswa, ngoba end sigcina leli komiti bona ukuthi liyafeyila ukwenza ubulungiswa babo. Uyabona le nto ngiyayijabulela nje ma uyivusa leya i-ZZ2, ngoba leya nto kumina yangithinta ukuthi alisithi sikhululekile iminyaka emingaka sikhululekile. Nakhona funa sithole incazo ukuthi lo mfula wawuvalwa ngayimpoma, kuthola ukuthi lo mfula ubuhamba ugeleza, ngoba kuyimanje labantu bathengeliwe lela plaza. Lela plaza nakhona sasinombuzo ukuthi ugovernment bathengela njani iplaza abantu, engabhekanga ukuthi laba athenge kubona amanzi akhona yini noma bawacishile. Ngoba even abantu abayezansi komalamulela batholakala ukuthi kwabona banamanzi ngenxa lowa mfula owathathwa kwavala, but uZZ2 yena unawo amanzi. Ezinye izinto lezo siyofuna ngelinye ilanga sihlalo sithole ingcazelo lana ukuthi kwenzakalane abantu bakithi othola ukuthi basele bomvu. I-most abantu abaningi egiyani amanzi abanawo ngenxa yokuthi isasebenza le nto yombala la eSouth Africa. Ngiyabonga.
The main issue is the issue regarding the oversight visit to Limpopo, the Nandoni Dam. People there were evicted without compensation. Some people were given compensation, but it was not sufficient. Can we maybe get feedback as to how far the process is? Because 30 million has been ring-fenced to pay those people out, but some people are yet to receive payment. So can we maybe find out how far that process is? The second issue, Honorable Mahabane touched upon it. It's those people who are collecting water or using water illegally. They have illegal connections. Maybe you remember we went there and we were banned by the sun. because sometimes we blame municipalities for not paying or for being in debt. Meanwhile, we find that it's the people on the ground who are responsible for the municipality being in so much debt by these illegal connections. Can we maybe find out how we can assist those people to do things the right way? Because sometimes we blame municipalities and things that happen are beyond the municipality's control. And the last point is the ZZ2 issue. I'm glad that the chairperson touched on this issue because we need to know why water was deviated. Why was the farm bought before an assessment was done? Because before government buys people's farms, they must go and assess whether the farm is feasible, whether they can, the farm has water, whether people, whether there are possibilities of productivity in the farm. So maybe can you find out why water was deviated and how we can assist these people to do things correctly. Thank you, Chair.
Well, what is clear, members, is that we are going to struggle in dealing with these issues almost immediately now. Those recommendations have to be tallied with our own concerns. And our own concerns are raised on page number 16. What I am foreseeing here is that we would need to spend more time on this specific report. It's a very important report. Whilst we are to suggest a time frame for the department to come back to us, but equally for us, it is important that we pay much attention on these recommendations and also our own concerns and observations for us to do a thorough job on what out of this should emerge. So I would then, having heard those few comments, agree that we go back to the program itself and see as to when are we going to deal with this specific report, especially with the recommendations and observations by members of parliament. Okay, we're fine with that. We go back to this, we go back to the program itself in dealing with these recommendations, which is what we agreed upon initially. So we tell you that Mr. Fasson has moved and Mr. Mguni has seconded. Are we fine with that? Taking into account all these other, taking into account number one, the recommendation which must still come back to, was even when we deal with the program. We fine with that, Mr. Fasson? Okay, that's the first report. The second report is a small report which was also a straightforward report. Mr. Johnson, Mr. Basson, and Mrs. Maluleke attended this meeting. This was your seventh World Water Forum. And again, this is a three-page report, effectively. And this relates more to Parliament's participation in programs of this nature, wherein you're going to have, at a world scale, your water stakeholders, whether from a regulator point of view or from an implementer's point of view, with all their technologies that they brought. These are the kinds of programs also that open up our eyes as to what is going on out there in the world, especially insofar as regulations are concerned, and also insofar as new technologies are concerned. So, at the back there, page number 5, page number 7, is your declaration by the ministers. And then the statement is from page 8 to page 9. Any comments?
You missed one portion here. The challenges we had eating in South Korea, the walkthrough at the McDonald's. We just, it should have been in here. I think only joking, Chairperson. This is a reflection of the report. I just want to ask Chairperson while I'm on the floor at the moment, is I think that was for me an eye-opener in the kind of technologies that are available in the world that we don't use at the moment. And my request is that we must make sure now that we go to Brazil in 2018. We must get the documentation, we must apply, and we must fight getting there. You know, Jefferson, we missed on the Australia, we've missed this year, we've missed last year. It's unfair to this portfolio committee. We must see new technology. This is where we saw it. I think 2018 in Brazil will be excellent. And I think because Brazil is also part of the BRICS group, that it will be important for us to go to Brazil, and we need to push that. We must get the money to push that now. So if this report goes in, there's no excuse for us not going. And most probably, I don't know the dates, but I think it will be also again in April, or I'm not sure when. But otherwise, I'm happy with the report, Chairperson.
Okay. Any further comments on the report itself, Ma'am Kaula?
Honourable Person, ngiyajabula uma iveza lento ngoba yabo lento eyama-study tour ikupha enye inhlungu ngoba actually yabona uma kusuke kuphunyiwe kuye ngaphandle kusuke kunothi ngoba mhlawumbe kuyathiwa kuyavakashwa ziningi izinto ofike uyifunde laphaya ozokwazi ukubuya uzoyibheka ngapha ukuthi okay lelazwe linenkinga enje but likwazi kanjani ukuthi liyisolve. Like njengoba suka senza siphuma siya kuma oversight ukunoma sihlale la silinde thina ama official ukuthi azofika la azositshela izinto ezingekho njengoba ngisho ukuthi ziningi izinto esipick uphayo lapha ya ongaleke ukuthi ngize ngifunda phansi ukuthi ngafike ngabonani ezilaye ekhanda lami ngazi ukuthi lapha ngibona u1 no2 no3 ongokho right lento yama study tour. Iyinkinga kabi ukuthi kungani lana thina especially the portfolio committee. Ayi study portfolio committee le okufanana ngabe siyakwazi ngempela ukuphuma siyofunda ngaphandle siyobheka ukuthi benze njani bona if sebehlangabezana nalesi simo sesomiso. Engazi ukuthi yini le yenza ukuthi ekugcineni kufike kuthiwa hhayi sizohamba ilungise ama-passport after that ngezwa nisahambe. Kunakusihlalo usihlalo oyihlalo kuyofuna ngelinye ilanga asitshele ukuthi inkinga yakhe ikuphi kuyimanje sizoqeda u-5 years manje sila asikhaze siphume ngenhlanhla kankulunkulu siyazama ngoba siyimisele ukubona abantu bakithi beqhubeka beya phambili. Ngiyabonga silala.
I'm actually happy that Honourable Person raised this issue of going to other countries and comparing the technology compared to ours. Because when we go on these tours, it's not because we're going on holiday. It's because we're going there to see what technology they are using, and we also get to learn and see how we can improve our technology so that it gets onto at the world level stage. similar to oversight, because oversight we get first-hand experience. That's where we see for ourselves what happens down there. Same with these study tours. I think the same must be done. It's been 5 years since this committee has ever gone on a study tour. Maybe we should consult with the chair of chairs and get clarity as to why this committee in particular has not gone on an oversight or has not gone on a study tour for 5 years, because these are the places where we get to learn and get assistance as to how we can improve. Thank you.
Mr. Mbuna?
Chairperson, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. I'm interested on page 5, the Ministerial Affairs Declaration. Now, when you read the declaration, it indicates how we should be dealing with the human rights for safe drinking water and sanitation and other aspects that have been declared there, which indicates to us that when ministers declare, we all, as members of the committee, have to take his interest and take interest on the declaration and ensure that what they have declared here indeed is happening. And also, we know which countries or where can we get good lessons for that. Just to ask a question, maybe to the chair, maybe you can open my mind. Are there challenges for us, or for any, for the chair, or the committee dealing with the recommendation for study two? Are there challenges that they have for us not to undertake any talk, so that we can take up from there? If they are, what can be done as well here, so that we can ensure that at least we take a study talk? We once proposed Israel, never happened. We proposed Brazil, never happened. And then and many other, you see, because if it was, in fact, under the parliamentary fiscal, parliamentary funding, it would have been most of, you know, there are committees that keep repeatedly go on study tour. While we are holding the as water, we are holding the life and breath of people. You know, when talking about water and sanitation, I'm from sanitation, just down now. And in no time, anybody will be going there. We'll have to drink water without that. If it's not safe, we don't know. There's a problem. You see, if I can be answered on those questions that I've just alluded to. Thank you very much.
Maybe we should get guidance once and for all from our research team. So that whilst, you see, this also has to do with how we also plan ourselves. And this is also linked to how Parliament plans its work as well. We work in accordance with the terms that Parliament sits on. Just having gone through the draft program for the 2018, and that talks to the first quarter, or the first term, which takes us from January to end of March, effectively. So that's the kind of planning. And it gives a serious juncture as to how you would want to plan yourself as a committee, so that you don't wake up only in...
Okay, I found something on the web from Pete Johnson as to how you would want to plan yourself as a committee.
Take a
look. Yeah, you must plan yourself.
But what I'm proposing, members, is that Somani and Shirin must be able to get a sense as to what are the programs for the year. The point you are raising, Mr. Pasong, that says in Brazil next time around, we shouldn't miss it. And again, what time more or less in the year, so that we are able to advance those applications in good time. Whether we're going to be talking about climate change and the motivation, why we need to be part of those UNFCCC programs. point of view is concerned, and sanitation. And again, motivating as to why we need to be part of that World Water Forum. What other programs are there? Of course, we also need to be able to factor in, which is not in that draft program, your Lesotho Highland Water project, a study tour. It's not a study tour in the strictest terms. It is an oversight that happens to be in another country. So Parliament, therefore, would wish to see that as a study tour. But in effect, as I said, this is more of an oversight visit. This is a project that South Africa and Lesotho jointly are working on for us to be able to access water, especially for the industry in Gauteng. So that's what we are having. If you want to make any comment, Tomane Oshere, on those programs for the year that typically as this committee would take a keen interest in. Any comment from the trophy? Ms. Manana?
Thanks, Chair. I didn't want to comment on this document because I wasn't there. But maybe if I can want to do some corrections on the very same program, like on the draft program, I'll start with this one. On the members, the delegation, they must also put Mam Kaula as political party, because all the political parties, they've just put the... No, the draft report, but I didn't want to comment. I'm just raising it so that they can just add Mrs. Mam Kaula as political party. Then on the issue of the draft report on the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation, 17th of August.
No, that's this one.
Yeah, they just...
They must
just add the political party of Mam Kaula. On the issue of...
They're sending Georgia in.
On the issue of the study tour, I think this is a serious problem. Some of the committees. There are committees who never even went for study tours, and there is, if you look at those committees, there is a critical need for those committees to go there. My suggestion is that if the chairperson of this committee can go and sit down with the house chair, because I think the problem is with the house chair, because some of the committees does go for study tour. For so many times you find that this environmental goes this month, then after 3 months goes again, and including himself, because he can go up and down for study tour. But why not the other committees who are critically supposed to go and change these cultural activities amongst these committees? I think that's my proposal.
Chairperson Maya, it's true. COCTA is going now. They're going to China for 7 days in December. So, you know, they go there on a study tour, which our portfolio committee is one of the most crucial committees in Parliament. Water is life. If we don't have water, if we can't get new innovation and see and learn from the world, climate change, then Parliament won't work, business won't work, this country won't work. So, Chair, the excuse, I understand the excuse, we never gave in this report, that's his excuse. But if this report is in, there's no excuse. And if we can't get that through to him, then we must get to go to the Speaker of Parliament. If he's blocking this portfolio committee, the chair of chairs, then we must get other means, and or he must come and explain to the portfolio committee why every time he is blocking us. And Chairperson, really, it's like my honourable member said, we don't want to go on holiday. I really want to go and learn. Israel, I'm going to go on my own, Chairperson. Their innovations that they use, that country at the moment, 95% of their water is seawater. They have nationalized water in that country. Whether it's rainwater, the water that you collect belongs to the government. So critically, water shortage is being dealt with in Israel. On farming, Chairperson, there, if farmers use water-saving equipment to use less water, the government subsidizes them to use the new innovation that government has approved, so that there's more water or less water used. They use grey water. They sell to agriculture grey water. It goes through their wastewater treatment plants, and that water goes to agriculture. So there's much to learn in these kind of countries that is struggling without water, but they've made over decades, they have made plans, and we need to learn. We know, Chairperson, you've mentioned it last week, our department, when it comes to new innovation, they stick to stuff that was used 30 years ago, brick and mortar, brick and mortar, brick and mortar, because consultants tell them new innovations not working. It's working all over. Go to the Arab countries. You would see new innovation. But where they don't have water. And we are sitting in the same, we've seen what was we were told. We're gonna have a worse in the next 20 to 30 years. We're going to be in trouble in this country with water. But the department is not on board, and they don't listen. You heard what the research commission has said. They just follow their own head, and they don't consult. So please, Chairperson, I agree with my colleagues. If the chair of chair is not assisting us, then we must take it to another level.
Okay, let's get you here from Tamani and Sharon. Touch us on this. What do we have for the year? What programs do we have for the year? Apart from our own study tour initiated programs.
Yeah, there are many programs, but the one that comes to mind now is the, I think it's the World Water Week next year. There's also World Water Forum, which is on that report, which is happening in Brazil. And that happens from 18th to 23rd of March.
Which one is
that? The World Water Forum.
Is that the
Brazil one?
Yes.
18th to the 23rd?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're still listening.
Yeah, and then there is also, I think, Conference of Parties on Climate Change. I'm not quite sure where it will happen, but it will happen next year as well. So I think these are, I think, the key ones that the committee should maybe prioritize. In particular, the COP, because as they say that most of climate change impacts will be felt through water. So I think this committee is most relevant. To attend as well, and then to continue. So these are the key ones that I think we can attempt to put motivation for the committee to attend.
Where is John? Sharon?
Yeah, but I also think that I also think that between Tamani and I, we can begin to look at the fixed and mandatory compulsory conferences that each department is aligned to or each minister is part of. And then we can pull out all of those events and activities and then begin to look at the interaction of water in relation to Department of Agriculture, Department of Environment Affairs. Because I know all the departments put out a list of the yearly functions or conferences that they will be attending. So if we can collate that and begin an argument about the centrality of water and members of our portfolio committee attending those, then I think that will be a useful way of also doing cross-cutting intersectoral work.
That's exactly what I was trying to do, because what we have been going through in the past year, 2-3 years, we will literally be thinking about those kinds of programs only a month before. And when that process of application begins, we're given all sorts of excuses. If we can, as of now in our program, factor those so that we have a sense of what is likely going to come. And also having to have a separate motivation on the international programs for the year, so that we don't start a month or two application before. You have a house chair that gets an understanding of what is coming for this year, accordingly having to plan. If the two of you can come together and begin to source as to which departments are having, environment is one department that has got, it's going to be COP24 next year, am I right? So these are the kinds of programs. We can also begin to think of other departments, but related to water. Okay. So clearly what we are doing now, we are already dealing with issues related to the program. Maybe just before we do that, let's just go through the minutes and then get a sense. We have, I take it that we have adopted this program, or rather this report.
Yes.
Who was moving again? Mr. Person was moving. Who is the second one? Mr. Chismana. Oh. Seconded by Mrs. Mahawane. Thanks for that. We welcome Mr. Chauke. The two of you seemingly are having something you want to share with us. I'm saying welcome Mr. Chauke and then Mrs. Manana, you know, is looking at you. Oh, I understand. Thanks, the point has been shared. Between the two of them. Members, we have the minutes before us, and they start off. I'm sure it's quite a bulky. This dates back to October. Okay, bizarre as it may,
Let's start off with the current
titles and dates.
Let's start off with the from where I am seated, the last minute, it's better of us for adoption was on the 7th of December 2016. I don't know from where you are seated. And after that, it shall have to be the 24th of January. And after that, it shall have to be for the 25th of January this year. After that, it shall have to be for the 1st of February. And after that, it shall have to be the 15th of February. After that, it shall have to be for the 22nd of February. 24th of February. The reason why I'm doing this exercise is because I want us to have those copies readily available for us, so that when we have to go straight into this minute, we shall be having those minutes in front of ourselves. 1st of March. If we don't have copies of such, if you can just indicate to Ndombi, Zolega, and Ulema. 3rd of March. 8th of March.
Sorry, I'm having trouble.
10th of March. March. 3rd of May. You can just make notes of what you don't have. 4th of May. 9th of May. 10th of May. 17th of May. 23rd of May. 24th of May. 25th of May. 30th of May. 7th July. Sorry, 7th of June, sorry. Yes, 7th, sorry. 14th of June. 20th of June. 21st of June, 28th of June, 23rd of August, 15th of November, anything in between?
Yeah.
23rd of August. Do you have minutes of other dates before the 15th of November? Okay, Maria and Tim, in the meantime, shall have to work on populating more of these minutes with other dates, like September and October. So in the meantime, whilst they are busy with all of that, we shall have to start off with the 7th of December. Clearly, what this should tell us is the fact that we'll have to go through this, you know, page by page, using our own natural recollection. Unfortunately, there is no IT here that shall have to be pressed and then it recollects. We shall have to use our own natural mind collection.
Chairperson, I haven't gone through these documents. So my proposal is that we accept these documents, we accept them with the provision that if there's any changes, we send it to Maria before next week, if we can go through it, and then finally approve it next week. I make that proposal. It's going to take us really the whole day, and some of people are new in the portfolio committee that were not there. So my proposal is let's accept these minutes and we'll go through these minutes, and if we pick up something, we'll inform Maria and yourself, and if in that specific one we need to have a discussion on that, we take it out and we relook at that and discuss that minor changes on that. I don't know whether you would allow that, but that is a proposal I want to put on the table.
Mr. Mbuna?
Yes, Mr. President, I absolutely think this is a Bible. It's a real Bible. And the practicality of it, going through it, I don't think it is there. I'm supporting what one colleague has said, that we are given space, we go and read if there are any things that we then alert the secretary of the committee. And then for at least 5-10 minutes next week, we look at those things, if there are any, or if there's nothing, we just adopt all the minutes as they are, then we proceed. I think it's logical. Thank you very much.
Any different view? Maybe just as an amendment from where I'm seated, in the absence of any other view, we shall tell you that this one is accepted. Perhaps we start next week at 9 and deal with all of our administrative issues. And then the meeting with the departments like Treasury, COPTA, and our department, we start at 10. So that's the time originally we're supposed to be starting at. So in other words, we give ourselves an hour before the actual meeting itself. If that is fine with members.
Yes.
We're fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Which then leaves us with the program. Okay. Thanks on those minutes. The draft program is in front of us. When are we back next year? Yeah, but when are we back? I see this draft. It says the start of the 24th.
Why don't you check if it's not around the 15th?
Of Feb. When are we back for committees, for oversight, for all of those? SONA is, I think, on the 9th of Feb. But when is Parliament officially beginning with its business? What day is the 23rd? It's on a Tuesday. Okay. Here is a draft program. But is that not a committee week? Because my understanding is that anything before we officially open is committee week. There are no plenaries, so it's not going to be 9 until 1 o'clock. It's a whole day set up. And also whether we want to start off with our committee meetings, or we want to spend some bit of time on oversight. Those are the details for me.
Chairperson, thanks for the program. I was wondering, because we have an outstanding oversight that we're supposed to take in Mpumalanga, if you remember well, whether we've been indicated in one of our minutes here that will require that when we start an oversight, it should be in Mpumalanga. So if we can feature it there, it can assist the committee. Thank you very much. And sometimes even then, when we start on the 24th, there are other members here who are sharing committees. It might happen that we end up having some challenges with them. For all.
Okay, Mr. Basan.
Chairperson, I think early in January also need to fit in the national prosecution. On the SIU meeting with somewhere on a Friday or whatever the case may be, we must invite them with SIU to find out why there is no prosecution being done on people that's found guilty within the department. So that was a recommendation, or that was a discussion we had when we were in camera with SIU.
Any further comments, issues? I was throwing in the Lesotho Highland Water Project.
Yeah.
We've been postponing that one for strong years. This time around, we are expected to go. The turmoil situation in Lesotho, and then we cannot go during the winter time because of the snow. A number of reasons, and also Parliament shall have changed its own program. I think it was on three occasions that we missed out on visiting Lesotho. So the three issues here raised outside of all of what we have as draft before us talks to Mpumalanga oversight. Nguni is fighting for his life there. And of course also this is also one of the issues that you know, Mrs. Baker, may her soul rest in peace, would have wished us to go and make that oversight visit that is now at Mpumalanga. Okay, the point is also taken on the SIU and its follow-ups, which we also deliberated upon, resulting into us deciding on a route of the National Prosecution Authority. Any other issue? That is now also going to add. What was the other issue that we talked? Mam Kaula, I think, was raising it. and you raised it as well. We were meant to have brought it on the program itself. What was the issue again? Oh yes, I remember. It has to do with the oversight report as to when can we then begin to bring it into our program for that feedback from the department. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Oversight report. Okay. So can we then look at the program itself? Ideally, maybe on that first week of the 24th of January, if we can shoot straight to Mpumalanga. Either we go to Mpumalanga or we go to Lesotho, one of the two. The beauty about that it is typically your committee week, so there's no 9 to 1 o'clock there. And perhaps also we can actually use those 2 weeks and do oversight, both in Lesotho and also in Mpumalanga. Mr. Chairperson?
Chairperson, I totally agree with you. I think what we then should do is we should use those 2 Wednesdays we lose in the following week. We do a Friday and a Friday. We add a Friday and a Friday, then we catch up. We've done oversight, and we did the follow-up meeting with COCTA and then with the department of concerning outstanding annual report overwork. We do that then on the Fridays in February. 2 Fridays in February, and then we've catched up. We fresh in January, so we can must sit twice, because Friday is committee weekend day in anyway.
Are we fine with that, Mama Kaula?
Angiyiboni inkinga sihlala. Okunye nabe ngithi ngifuna ukudlula ngakho kancane, sengiyagcina ukukhuluma. Because asazi next year mhlawumbe sizosiphinda le nkinga esikhala ngayo. Ikuphi esivumelana ngakho ukuthi uzobhalela incwadi uzobhalwa ezoya kuspeaker ukuthi akasichazele ukuthi kungandeli komuntu engaliboni libalulekile ebeni phethe impilo zabantu. Because if mangibheka mina sizosixoxa la sishiye kanje izophinda yenzeke futhi na next year and after esikhathi kutholakala ukuthi thina laleli komuntu likwazi ukuphuma sozenzela thina myself i-researcher yethu about water.
What are we going to do to repeat this problem of being denied opportunities to go out of the country and see how other countries are tackling their problem? Are we going to write to the chair of chairs, or are we going to have a meeting with the chair of chairs to avoid the repetition of being denied an opportunity to go out of the country and look at other technologies? Because we need to go out there and see for ourselves and improve people's lives. Thanks.
Okay, we are agreed, Mama, that Tomani and Sharon shall have to put together all of those dates, and we motivate separately for the entire year. We have agreed on that one. We are going to assist us and package an annual program that has to do with, you know, we may not have exhausted also the areas themselves, so they shall have to do some bit of research and also assist us about how best can we then motivate in advance. So that we're not only going to be confined, because this draft program only takes us until end of March. So here the idea is to do an advanced planning, if you like. Okay, so we are agreed that we're starting in Mpumalanga on that week of the 24th. And then the following week, you shall have to take us through to Lesotho, depending on what the situation is like in Lesotho in terms of their own program, what time of the year do they start. Because you also want to, but in principle we're agreed, and there shouldn't be a problem with that. But usually there are these factors in Lesotho. On a few occasions, as I've mentioned, we've had those challenges. You also do want to meet and collaborate with their local committee that deals with water, so that we don't just go and see the project itself. Because you also want to learn what has been their own experience on this specific project as well, so that you are on par. Now that takes us to the point raised by Mr. Basson about the two Fridays as to when can those Fridays be accommodated is the detail.
Chairperson, I would say the 16th of February and the 23rd of February.
Okay, that is fine. Are we okay with that? In other words, Friday is a working day. Flight connecting home. We must agree or disagree. So that's a proposal, the concrete one. It specifically talks about the 16th and also the 23rd. Are we fine with that, Mr. Mgune?
I don't know. Well, sometimes we usually use Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
and then we ask members to come to make a quorum, and then maybe if they want to go to proceed to their committees, they do that. Is it not possible that we can put it Wednesday, sorry, Tuesdays, Tuesdays? Then they make we come and make committees. Like you are saying, I think we bump it back. Where we say we start at around maybe 10 or 8 at 9. The 9 o'clock is to ask for us, for those members who can come in, make sure with this quorum that is held here. Then they can, if they want to, they can proceed to their own committees. Because I'm afraid on children on Fridays. Thank you.
Tuesdays seem to be popular.
Chairperson, I withdraw my proposal. I would second the Tuesdays.
Tuesday is popular. Okay, we're fine for Tuesday. So, there are two outstanding on those that we spoke about. The Limpopo oversight visit and its recommendations. We need to factor a briefing by the department on those recommendations that came out of that oversight visit. And then also out of the SIU session and AG's session, how do you proceed? One of those that came by was for the National Prosecution Authority to come and brief us about the processes going forward out of those concerns and recommendations out of the session that we had with the SIU. Okay. Any comments on those two in terms of location in our program? Let's start off with the Limpopo. That one for me should be, in fact, both should be things that we need to look into. as soon as we can. No. Comments or other proposals?
Are you looking for date proposals for them to give back feedback? Chairperson, we can maybe also include another Tuesday for them to, the last Tuesday, the last week in the week of the 28th of February, that'll give them enough time, so make it Tuesday the 27th.
In fact, we can club those two together.
Yeah, yeah. One day, one meeting on the 27th.
1.5 hour or 2.
Chairperson, can I also make a recommendation that we get feedback on the BRRR report that will serve tomorrow, that they should also give us on our recommendations, give us a plan.
On that same day?
At that same day, Chairperson.
Are we fine with that? In other words, what Mr. Pasone is raising is that tomorrow at plenary, we are expected to adopt the BRR report. There are recommendations out of that report. The department has to bring to us as to how it is looking at addressing those recommendations. So what is being proposed is that the SIU stroke NPA together with the feedback on the Limpopo oversight visit have to be taken on to your 27th of May, February. Added there shall also have to be your BRR report. That's what Mr. Pasone is doing. Are we fine with that? We're fine. Yeah. It's feedback actually. It's not a long meeting that you like to have from allocate one and so on, so have to spread it over 3 days or a period of time. Okay, so we covered on those additional areas. Let's now go back to 14th of February. Now we shall have heard the State of the Nation and also the responses from that whole process. Now, I guess we're taking it as a tradition that after either your budget or your State of the Nation, we get independent reflection of some of the economists out there. What do they see? What do they interpret SONA or budget to be saying insofar as our budget is concerned, or rather insofar as our work is concerned as a department, and for us also to be able to get a clearer sense of what shall have emerged or rather crop up out of those specific sessions. So a process has to be started by our researcher in inviting that specific economist. Now that's what is billed for the 14th of February. Guess what? It's your Valentine's Day. Wow. Thanks for that information. And then Miss Manana was blushing. Valentine's Day. She ended up with a shoe comment. Okay, Mr. Choge. Any comments on the 21st of February? My comment would be that instead of rainwater plus Mhlathuzi, we have Ungeni with Mhlathuzi. Bearing in mind that there is a process in motion of pulling all of those together. So if we can have one seamless briefing, I think the better, so that we don't have Mgeni later on and having to go to and fro. So that would be my comment. So there we have Mgeni together with Mtatus. Are we fine with that?
Chairperson, can I then say that we will move Mkhalis with Rand Water and then Mtatuzi go to Mgeni on the 9th. So we do then two boards. We do Mkhalis with Rand Water on the 21st, on Wednesday the 21st.
So no, Rand Water plus
Mkhalis. It's on Mkhalis. The 9th. So we just swap the two. Then we do Mgeni and Mtatuzi together on the 9th.
Maybe let's do Mgeni, Rand Water together with Citibank Water. They're very close by to each other. And the Mgeni or Rand Water also gets into the space where Citibank is involved in. I'm aware that also with Mkhalis as well, you do have overlaps between Rand Water and Mkhalis, but they are pretty much more on Citibank, more pronounced, those overlaps. What's the experience, Joy? Speak to the mic.
Hello.
Thank you, sir. There are overlaps in the northwest with Rand Water also doing some work there. Overlaps with the other one.
Mkhalis.
Yes, Chair.
Where are they mainly pronounced at? Mkhalis or Citibank?
I would say Mkhalis more in the northwest.
And Citibank with Blue Water?
Citibank, yes, overlaps more with Blue Water.
Thanks for the information. So it's Rand Water together with Mkhalis, no? On the 28th, Lepelle together with Amatola Water. Comments? Okay. Okay, members, I promise that by 11:30 we shall be done. Okay, thanks. Okay, we take it that it's fine for now. Mkhalis, Lepelle Water and Amatola Water. Citibank and Boom Water is fine. Mgeni and Mtatuzi. We're fine. Are we okay with that combination? Okay. 14th of March. Outstanding petitions related to Mobile Chamber. Comments on that, Joy?
The last time, Chair, there were caucus reports sent to the Portfolio Committee. Mm. On all the petitions. I guess maybe then the committee might have to decide whether you would want the role players in all of those to come through and brief the committee on progress made since then, because most of them had submitted at the time action plans. So I guess
the logical thing would be to find out how much progress has been made on those action plans.
Do we have to have those municipalities before us, or do we have to only get the department to brief us on those developments or progress thereof? What's the take of members? This is we did get the briefing. We do have a sense of what the issues are. The department was meant to make a follow up on those. Whether we shouldn't just get the departments to brief us, and perhaps have one or two from each of those municipalities, maybe the mayor and the municipal manager, or the CFO, or the engineer concerned. Comment? Okay, let's Mr. Chagi. Instead of just having the department, the municipality must also be present here.
That's correct. So that they're able to get a proper impact of what the department is doing.
Okay. We shall have to invite the your high level, either the mayor, the infrastructure, MMC, or municipal manager, along those lines, so that we avoid also a heavy. Maybe just one other part that I forgot to just get a sense from members. Last time we insisted on having to bring all your water boards. Board members. That's one part. The second part is a part that deals with the. It's there on. Okay. I was going to talk about the Overberg water board and its challenges. Past 3 financial years having not brought any either report or get their budget approved by Parliament. So it is on the program itself. Okay, so on the 21st, proposed there is for us to get that third quarterly progress report. Any comments on that? It's a straightforward one. And then the last proposed item there is that study tour to Netherlands. That application has since been submitted yesterday. Yesterday, Magina? Yes. So that's what we have here in front of ourselves. I tell you that for these water boards, we only, maybe just comment on that as well, Mr. Foley.
Chairperson. We did take that decision that when the water boards come, they must come with their boards. But our request to those who are organizing, more especially the venue, hey, we find it very difficult to sit there. We find it very difficult, even us who are people these boards are supposed to account to, we end up not even finding the seats. You see? So if we can look at the suitable venue big enough to accommodate all of us, more especially some of them, we accommodated this 20 or so or more people, given the fact that these others were coming and invited. Thank you very much.
Chuck?
Chairman, my proposal is that the program is supposed to be informed by the phase that we're going at next. meaning that next year is the half year. It's a year for elections, because you're not going to fool the whole year. In fact, this year we might be doing something that normally the program will run until some of the What I want to suggest is that if possible, because this has not happened much, we have mostly our meetings in Parliament. Can we work out a program that can allow us just to be outside Parliament? In all that schedule that we have, but have to focus on the North, that the local problems, have to focus on all those problematic areas. We have to make impact at the same time. I'm saying that politically we'll have to make sure that the work of Parliament, in fact, we are able to assess it in the right place. I think it will work out better rather than losing ourselves here and then only go out at the time that we're going to do the electoral when we go for campaign. It's important that Parliament committees play that part. It's a point that I've tried to advise at the WIPAR meeting. To say that next year's program will have to take a particular form. And I think all parties will be happy to have that particular arrangement. So I'm saying that we must not only concern ourselves in Parliament, we'll have to look at that. I think quietly at the level of the management committee chair, if the members are agreeing, you may want to tap into that particular process. So it will become very relevant somehow on the water area of the so that when we get to. I don't want that surprised, I know that party level, the DA will be happy, everybody will be happy in fact to have an interaction with the community outside as part of our work. Nothing stops us to invite Makhali's water, for example, if it works around Rustin, and invite communities in a bigger meeting, communities hearing us interacting with Makhali's water, raising issues and giving them a platform again to speak. I'm saying that's supposed to be the vibe that would bring out of the restaurant. So I don't think that's my small proposal, Chair. We want to talk.
I've just picked up that March 21st is obviously a holiday. It's a human rights day. So clearly we're not meeting on that 21st. Now, in lieu of what Mr. Chauke is raising, I was also looking at the 14th of March itself, whether indeed we shall have to be expected to be here for those updates. Effectively, that's what that program shall talk to. And these are the feedbacks expected. They can even come in as written. Whilst I understand the point about the municipalities having to get to hear what the department has to say, I'm further problematizing the issue. I saw your hand, Mr. Manana.
Thanks, Chair. In support of what Honorable Chauke is saying, I think it will depend on the manco. I don't know in that management where the chairperson and the whip usually sit on. Because it will also assist some of the provinces. Let's say we are calling one of the entities who are supposed to travel by flight. It's going to cut them some cost by using traveling down than flying. So it will assist them. On the other side, assisting others politically. Yes. Thank you.
Mrs. Mahal, did you raise her?
I did raise before, but I think what she said is some of the things that I wanted to say. But in addition to that, let's make sure that we don't have potent missions like we experienced in Zane, whereby some of the committee members find themselves attending meetings. Meanwhile, the other members, they are not aware of the meetings or they were not allowed to be there. Meanwhile, we are all out for oversight as a committee, not individuals. Thanks.
the point is made. What I also love is that it's made in a meeting situation. You know, official. It's official. No, thanks. Appreciate it. What I want us to do, members, whilst in principle we're agreed, but I want us to tie it down to a date and a program. What I am listening and reading to what Mr. Chauke and Mrs. Manana are saying is that instead of being bogged down here in Parliament, in these committee rooms, let's find reason to spend more time out there and be with the communities out there. The only time I can see here that we can do that is on the 14th of March. The challenge with the 21st of March is that it's, you know, on a midweek day. whether you want to go out there and spend a Tuesday, or a Thursday and Friday, not knowing whether we shall be back here for our caucus sessions, which I don't think so. That's a dilemma I'm in. And also, which province or area shall we then have to decide upon? If we can just allow our minds before that 11:30, supposed to, Mr. Chava?
No, I don't want you to do, but let's agree on the principle we've agreed upon. Let Menko process. I think in principle we agree that there must be an outreach oversight work that we do, meaning that the men should work with the interested. Let's process it at the level of Menko, where you can then clearly identify areas that we can chop and change. I think at this moment we're not going to be able to achieve that, Chair. I think when our Manana is correct, maybe let's move it to Menko, so that we may come back and present. Menko may come back at the level of maybe in the next committee to present a full program to say this is what we can afford. That approach will help us a lot, Chair. It's now we're going to break it.
Mr. Mguna?
I'm agreeing with what Mr. Chairman Chauke is saying. With the package that you may go with to Menko, is that, you know, so some of the boards here can be merged such a way that when we meet them, they come from maybe same province or they are within the same setting. Like Umgeni and Tlatuza, the Amitis, now Umgeni and Mahadis. Umgeni and Tlatuza, all of them are from that side. So that we can meet the people that side. It's very imperative that we meet the communities. And we speak, and they speak, so they listen to us when we interact with these people. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that, for processing that Menko must come together and finalize this. In the next committee meeting, we're meeting at 9 until 10. Perhaps we can have 10 minutes at most just to finalize the program for us to have it dispatched for submission. Okay, that should be it insofar as our program is concerned. If there is anything else, Madia? There's one last report, unfortunately. It's a first quarter report. Maybe we can afford not to have it here now. And then for a change, we are out of our meeting much, much, much more earlier. Which then, if there is nothing else, this shall then bring us to the closure of our meeting. Until we meet on Wednesday next week at 9 o'clock. Yeah, I was told Tomani is organizing. Yeah. We did receive copies of our picture.
Yeah,
that we took. Unfortunately, they couldn't assist us with framing, so we started to source framing from our local suppliers where we stay. We are adjourned until next week on at 9. Thank you.
Akhange yenziwe yona. Yeah. Okay, then I'm going to next week.
Is there any code why